very first question from the Sefer, it sounds like it says that Yaakov Avinu left Be'er Sheva and he went right away to Haran. And then later on everything happened. So Rashi explains that that's not what happened. But he never got there. And all of this happened before he went to Haran. In fact, Rashi has a comment later that he stopped there for 14 years before he went to Haran. He was running a base midrash of Shoshan Be'er for 14 years before he went to Haran. So what does it mean by Yelo Harana, that he went to Haran? It took him 14 years to get there? Sefer Chibur in his commentary on Chumash, one of his several Sfarim HaChumash quotes in the name of one of the earlier Gedolim the following suggestion. He quotes a Tosfos in the end of the first Perek in Kiddushin where the Gemara has a Shaila: should a person first learn or should a person first get married? So the Gedolim get that he's supposed to get married already at your age. And the Gemara raises a problem: if a person is going to get married, so how is he going to be able to learn? Has he married a rich girl and has no bank account? He's not going to cover where he gives him so much money. So what's he going to do? So the Gemara presents as if it's a machlokes amora and what the deal is. Whether in the end of the first part of the tradition, the Gemara talks about getting married, putting a ring. So the Gemara presents what seems to be a machlokes amora, whether you should get married first or you should learn Torah first. And the Gemara says, no, it's not me. The Gemara says, halon v'halahu. For Bnei Eretz Yisrael is one approach, and for Bnei Chutz La'aretz is another approach. Why is there a difference with Bnei Eretz and Bnei Chutz La'aretz? It's a big problem. So some say, adorach ha-charitus. Some achleim want to say a pshetel. It's clearly not a pshetel anymore. That it's, what the Gemara means to say that it's an achleim, it's the Bavli, and you shall me, halon v'halahu. Machlokes lachachmi eretzon lachachmi bavel, whether a mitzvah shekodem matan Torah is more chomer than a mitzvah shelachem matan Torah, or the reverse. Because typically was originally given kodem matan Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah was only given lachem matan Torah. What is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, kodem matan Torah? So the question is, which mitzvah is more chomer, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of Torah, the mitzvah? So the Gemara says, halon v'halohu. If this is machlokes between chachmi bavel and chachmi eretzon behind it, because there's tshuva in the Shagasai, but the Shagasai says, but there seems to be a contradiction, because the Gemara in the first parak, during the first Sigis of Yivamis, the very first Sigis of Yivamis, discusses Esa Dechal Oses. How do you know that Esa Dechal Oses? So the Gemara says, well, let's learn it out from the fact that Bris Mila is Dechal Shabbos. So the Gemara says, how can we learn it out from the fact that Bris Mila is Dechal Shabbos if the Gemara says that Bris Mila was Nitzan Kodim Matan Torah, so it's not Choma. And maybe a mitzvah shekodem matan Torah is more chomer than a mitzvah shelachem matan Torah. So therefore you can't learn out. And in the Yerushalmi is that it's a svar faker. Yerushalmi has a svar faker that the Yerushalmi discusses basis in Kiddushin of Lamech Chesem and Aleph. The Yerushalmi discusses how come you're not permitted to eat matzah shel tovah? How come you're not permitted to eat matzah shel chabosh? Or matzah shel tovah, same thing. The Mishnah says that you're not allowed to. Why not say Esa Dechal Oses? So the Yerushalmi says that matzah is an Esa Shekodem Habibur. The mitzvah of matzah was given in Mitzvah and Kodem Matan Torah. And the mitzvah of tovah and the mitzvah of chodesh, these mitzvahs were only given, these mitzvahs were only given Lacha Matan Torah. So an Esa Shekodem Habibur is not Dechal Oses Shalacha Habibur. So the Yerushalmi seems to hold that whatever mitzvahs are given Kodem Amin Hasina are less chomer. And the Babylon in the first Sugi in the Sugi of Aleha, the Sugi of Esa Dechal Oses, in the very first Sugi in Iran, it seems all fakir, that a mitzvah shekodem matan Torah is no chomer than a mitzvah shelach matan. So that's what Tzomach Rehm says. So the Shabbos, oh yes, this is a steer between the Babylon and the Sham. So someone will say, yeah, that's the answer, it's a steer, it's a machlokes, and that's what the Gemara meant, halom v'halohu, that in Eretz Yisrael they held that the mitzvah shelach matan Torah are no chomer, and Eretz Yisrael they held the mitzvah shekodem matan Torah are no chomer, and that's why there is a machlokes, whether but that's not the Pashup Shat anymore. That's Adarach HaKharifah. So what's the Pashup Shat anymore? So there's Machlokes there, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. In Kiddushin, the end of the first day. So Rabbeinu Tam learns in Tosfos, listen to Chibur quotes here. Rabbeinu Tam learns in Tosfos that it depends in Eretz Yisrael and above all, in Eretz Yisrael they were very wealthy and above all they were poor. His man ha'am alayim. Depends. Now it's Fakir. Now in America we're rich and Eretz Yisrael they're very poor. So the Gemara says that it depends, that if you're wealthy, then as long as Baruch Shem Panasir, so get married and then Sukkot, there's no problem. But if you're poor, then how can you get married? You won't be able to learn. So first you should learn, and then you should get married later. So the Chizal quotes one of the Gedolim before his time, who interpreted that that seems to be the pshat in the story here. If Yachin Bar Shava, the Medrash says that he was very rich, that he took all of his money with him. But he was going to find the Shidduch in Chora, because the father told him, not to marry a Shiksi, he has to go back to Aram Narayim over here to get a Shidduch. So he's going to marry a girl. And then Alifas came and he stole all of his money. Rashi quotes Medrash, Alifas took all of his money. So then he became poor. So once he became poor, then the din is Nishtana. So then he had to go learn in the base Medrash, because if he's going to marry, he won't be able to learn. He won't be able to sit in so then he sat and learned for 14 years, and then he went to get married. That's how the Chidor quotes on this post. By Yer Lacharon. He went to go to Choron, and then later his plans were changed. That's why. Ultimately, he was planning on going to Choron after 14 years, yeah. Perhaps that's the Pashup Shah. That's what Rashi seems to quote this Medrash, that it took 14 years between the time that he left Eretz Yisrael and the time that he finally came to Choron. In different Svarim, that is, they interpret the Pshat and the Pasuk as if this was all very soon, because the Medrash says, "Vayifka b'mochem ayah lo shom ki vah ha-shemesh." So the Medrash comments on Ki Vah HaShemesh. Rashi quotes part of it, doesn't quote the whole Medrash. You read Ki Vah HaShemesh as if it's one word. Ki Vah HaShemesh. But Yankif extinguished, like if you take a candle and you blow out the flame, that's Ki Vah. Ki Vah HaEish. You read Ki Vah HaShemesh. Yankif extinguished the Shemesh. How did Yankif do that trick? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to go to sleep in Mokam HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the sun to set earlier than normally. The Medrash is 2 hours earlier. And of course, we talk how did the Medrash know it was 2 hours early? Whatever, that says the sun set 2 hours earlier, so that's why it says Ki Vah HaShemesh as if Yankov did it, because it was all Beglal Yaakov. So the Pasuk says later, when he finally came to Choron, he saw that the shepherds, Shlosh Edrit Son of Tzim Olechim and Abayah Yashkev HaAdorim, the Nesu Shamakol HaAdorim, they were going to draw the water. And he told them, what are you doing? What are you doing? So I remember when I was in Yeshiva Khan, I seem to remember that the Malamed said over a text that says in several of the Svarim, that what was going on over here? That just the day before, the shepherds knew what time the Shki is. And they knew that it's best to give the behemoths the water to drink at the end of the day, and then to take them home when it's still light, because they had no lights in the street. So what are they going to take them home in the middle of the night? So every day that was a malach. At the end of the day they would give them a drink and then they would take them home. And this day, the day before, because Kiva Hashem, the Shiach Rabbeinu had to sleep in the Mokam HaNigdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the sun to set 2 hours earlier. So all of the shepherds got stuck. So they had, in the middle of the night, they didn't know what happened. They had their watches and they knew the Shki is approximately such and such a time. And all of a sudden, 2 hours earlier, the sun set. And the Shtana Sidur Bereishis, they didn't know what was happening. So they had to give water to the bahamas in the middle of the night and take them home and it was dark outside. So the next day, they knew that they were going to have to feed the bahamas, they were going to have to give them to drink 2 hours earlier. So when Yankov came, he said, what's going on? No, yesterday was a Yetzman HaKlal, that was because of me. It has nothing to do with today. Today is Shkira, it's 4:45. No problem today. So that's, I remember as a little boy, that's what the Rebbe said at Pshat, and that's what it says in a different form. They write that Pshat. But that shot is against the Medrash, because Rashi said that that was 14 years before, that wasn't yesterday. So what happened the last 14 years? They still remember from 14 years before? Rashi quotes from the Gemara, and by Yitka Ba'amokan, ain't Pigi a Russian Tfilo. I'll teach it to you. By Yitka Ba'amokan doesn't mean that he met the place. Mokan is HaKadosh Baruch, Shurum HaKal Mishalom, Ba'in Ha'olam, HaKom Ol. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is l'mayla min ha-mokam and l'mayla min ha-zman. That mokam and zman are parts of the Bria. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world, so he's not subject to these restrictions of time and place. So that's why we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu mokam, shehu mekom mishalo l'mein ha-olam mekomo. So v'yivga ba-mokam means he gavin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yivga ba-mokam, he gavin. What did he gavin? So the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu was misakin tfilas shachris, and Yitzchak was misakin tfilas mincha. Yankov was Mustakin Tfilah Sarvis. This was Yankov, he was Mustakin Tfilah Sarvis. So the Mephoshim talked about that. How do you read the Pasuk by Yitka Ba'amokan?
he davened for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the simple chat is, that he came to a place and he went to sleep because the sun set. And the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation of Derech HaDrash. Vayivka v'mokhli v'davened for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'ir, davened Ma'ir, according to the Gemara. Vayoren shom ki yivor HaShemesh. So how do you read ki yivor HaShemesh? When did he daven Ma'ir? We both young, or? Everything was Kibar Hashem because it was Yom Kippur. Maybe you should say, "Vayivka v'mokhli Kibar Hashem." He davened Ma'ir because it was nighttime. Sounds like he davened something. He davened Ma'ir with Mevod Yom, like a lot of Minyan. He davened. That's what the Achronim talk about. Because Vayivka v'mokhli sounds like semicolon. Vayolan Sham Kibar Hashem. No, but he went to sleep because it was late. Doesn't sound like Vayivka v'mokhli Kibar Hashem. So that's perhaps why the Medrash interprets Kibar Hashem doesn't mean because or Hashem. The Medrash is giving a whole new level of interpretation on the whole pasuk. Vayivka v'mokhli he davened Ma'ir, and he went to sleep there. Kibar Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechaber, or Yankov was mechaber the Shemesh. It doesn't mean he went to sleep because it was late. He davened Ma'ir also after Shkia. But other Achronim want to say no, that you can mocha, that you can daven Ma'ir in Bod Yom. In fact, the Tzvi Yeshua has a famous comment in Bracha. It says, "Lulei b'nispapina," if he weren't afraid that everyone would laugh at him, he would say that there's no halacha, you have to daven Ma'ir of Dafke Balayla. Kriya Shema Shalavis has his man. Kriya Shema, Birchas Kriya Shema, that has a specific zman. It has to be b'shach v'chol kumnacha b'zman shchiva. But as far as Ma'ir is, the Gemara says that Shachris was Nisakein Keneged Tomash Al Shachas, it has his man corresponding to the Tomash Al Shachas. And Mincha is Keneged Tomash Al Ben Abam, so it has his man corresponding to the Tomash Al Ben Abam. And Ma'ir is his Tfilas Avis Mishus, how come it's not a Chodah? Because it's Keneged Hektare Vorim of Dor. That's what the Medrash says on this post. The Medrash quotes that whole chunk of the Gemara. It's Keneged Hektare Murim, and it's all night long, and Hektare Murim, Hektare Murim is not Miyakev. So therefore, Tfilas Avis is Mishus, it's not a Chodah. So when you do Hektare Murim, you save all the Murim till it says the Chodah. And then you do. The Gemara says, no, Chavim the Mitzvah B'Shabbos. The Gemara says that even on Shabbos, and even on Yom Kippur, and even on Yom Kippur, you're forbidden to do Melachos. You're only allowed to do Hakavos Kavana, it's just Man Kavua. So the Gemara says, Hashech the Kavan, deserve the Dam, and save the Amurim till after Havdalah, and then burn the Amurim. The Gemara says, no, it's Ezer Shabbos B'Shabbat, that you burn the Kavan Holo, you burn the Amurim, you burn the Holo Gorim on Shabbos. Why? So the Gemara says, Melachos, another place, Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shaita. There's Mechachiva, the more correct Man and Mitzvah, it's also Yom. Balayla is also, it doesn't become Nifso Belina. Dam is Nifso Belina. Dam is Nifso B'Shkiyas HaChama. And the Emurim is only Nifso B'Amud HaShachar. So if you want to, you can even be Mati Emurim till the night time. I suggested that Tfilas Sagos, you can daven Ma'ariv. Okay, you should be able to daven Ma'ariv now also. It's connected Hakharis and Murim. Hakharis and Murim of Tomash Al Shachar, but we want that it should be connected Hakharis and Murim of both Tomash Al Shachar and Tomash Al Ben Abayim. So you can't be Machi the Murim of the Tomash Al Ben Abayim before you do the Zvikas Adam of the Tomash Al Ben Abayim. So after 12:30 when you can daven Mincha, that's connected Hakharis Tomash Al Ben Abayim, the Hanu Bishchit, Kabbalah, Halach, and Zvikas, the Galil, Avodas Adam, the Ramahate. So after you daven Mincha, 12:30, you can daven Ma'ariv at 12:30. That's three times. You doesn't see what the heck. You can't say the Kriya Shema with the brachas because it's not Bishach B'cha, it's not Shchiva. But he says as far as the Shema Nesra and Ma'ariv, he thinks that it should be the Zman of Ma'ariv. But he says himself that it's against all of the Rishonim, all the Poskim say that it's not so. So some later Achronim want to give a mocker to this Einfall of the Tzvi Yeshua from his Gemara. That it is Vayivka b'mokhlim. He davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Gemara says he davened Ma'ariv, then it says he went to sleep because he got late all of a sudden. But that's, he went to sleep because it was late. But he davened Ma'ariv with Mevod Yom. He was davening Ma'ariv before the Shkia. It says the same in the Mishnah?
And look carefully, the Gemara says that when is mana minchen? When is mana minchen? So we assume that whenever there's mana minchen, that's the beginning of this mana ma'ariv. So he says, who tells you to make that assumption? Unless you read the Mincha, unless you read the Mishnah, Tzilas Ha'arvis, Tzilas Ha'arvis Ein Lo Keva means that it has no Zman of its own. That's, I think, the Vilna Gaon reads like that. Tzilas Ha'arvis Ein Lo Keva doesn't have its own Zman. Tzilas Shachris has a Zman. You have to figure out, when is Zman or HaKrav HaTamu Shal Shach? Tzilas Mincha has a Zman. When is Zman or HaKrav HaTamu Shal Ben Abayim? Tzilas Ha'arvis Ein Lo Keva. Tzilas Ha'arvis is a function of Mincha and Shachris, imitri Mincha and Shachris. So whenever the Zman of Mincha ends, the Markid is late, the Markid is late. If you all plug a Mincha, then you can start davening Ma'ariv after plug a Mincha. And if you all kill Adho Erev, then you can only start davening Ma'ariv after Erev, after night time. That's how the Vilna Gaon is struck. That's not what the Gemara says on the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Tzilas Ha'arvis, Ein Lo Keva means that Tzilas Ha'arvis is Shus. So the Vilna Gaon says, yeah, but the Gemara is adding on. The Parsha Pshat in the Mishnah, Tzilas Ha'arvis Ein Lo Keva means it doesn't have a Zman Kavu of its own. It's a function of, it's supposed to distinguish in between Ma'ariv and Shachris. There's not its own Zman. The Zman is, whenever the Zman is over, that's the beginning of the Zman of Ma'ariv. So the Gemara is, why did the Mishnah write such a vague Lashon, Ein Lo Keva? Let it Tzilas Ha'arvis Ein Lo Zman B'Sniyatmer, Kishikol Zman Mincha, Oz Maskol Zman Ma'ariv. The Mishnah used the Lashon Ein Lo Keva to teach you another din to allude to the fact that Tzilas Ha'arvis was Shus. That's how the Vilna Gaon says. Okay, Shua doesn't learn off the Vilna Gaon. He was older. Shua was older than the Vilna Gaon. There was some contrary. He learns not so. He says, the Gemara says Tzilas Ha'arvis Ein Lo Keva means Tzilas Ha'arvis was Shus. And the Mishnah never said that it's a function of Mincha. That after the Zman Mincha is up, that's when the Zman Ma'arvis is. That's what the Rishonim assumed. Maybe the Rishonim understood like the Vilna Gaon. I don't know, maybe they didn't, but whatever, they assumed like the Vilna Gaon, that whenever the Zman Mincha is over, the market is late, then the Zman of Ma'ariv begins. That's why the Tosfos on the first daf quotes Rabbi Netan, that if you are like what you did, you can only daven Mincha till Plaga Mincha, then you can begin to daven Ma'ariv right away after Plaga Mincha. And if you are like the Chachamim that you can daven Mincha out of Ma'ariv, then you cannot begin to daven Ma'ariv, Shmanei Shav Ma'ariv out of Ma'ariv. That's what the Rabbi Netan assumes. So the Tosfos of time is, how do you know to assume like that? Was up, he says, when the Zman of Mincha begins, then you can ready, that's already the Zman of both HaKtaros and Murim of Tamash HaShachar and of Tamash HaBen Abay. So that's the Zman of Ma'ariv, at 12:31. That's the Zman of Ma'ariv, 12:31. How do I have a different house? The Mishkin is Yankov has a Tshuva, where he talks about the old meaning. They quote the Shulchan Aruch, the old meaning is that the Trumas Hadeshim quotes, that they used to daven Ma'ariv before Plaga Mincha. It's the meaning of America, a lot of places. A lot of the shuls in this town. People stay calm. They go in and say whatever. Wintertime is not so good. Let's say the summertime, they go in the summertime 4:00 in the afternoon, go on Mincha, Marim, Shani, go home, they say their Kaddish, they go home. But put it like, so the Shulman's Hadashim quotes this, says a strange meaning, and he doesn't know what to make of it. So Mishnah Yankov says, who'll make of it? He'll explain what it's based on. He comes up with an original idea. He says that Shach Bukhav Kamecha is Bizman Shechiva, Bizman Kima. When is Man Kima? So the Gemara tells us the whole, when is Man Shechiva, when is Man Kima? The Gemara tells us the whole Cheshma. It's summertime, and it's a function of what time is Richa is. And if you make daylight savings and Eastern Standard Time, so everything is going to change. So that's back when people go to sleep, when people wake up. So today, everything is in dancing Mishtana. Today we have electric light. So people stay up to the middle of the night. So day and night is the same today, especially in dormitories. People sleep in the daytime and they stay up at night. Everything is in the standard studio duration. But even, let's say, even Bizman HaGemara, that's the way it always was. That people go to sleep in the beginning of the night and they wake up in the beginning of the very beginning of the morning, no matter how long the day is, no matter how long the light is. They want to get in a full day's work and they're not getting a full night's sleep. That's the way everybody functions. So the Mishkan Yankov suggests a wild idea. He says maybe this Zman of Priyashma has a range. Maybe this meaning, it's against all the Pesukim. He says maybe this meaning that from the Sagashin quote, maybe Mekanesh Lavek Machma has all after meaning. So he says maybe the meaning is based on this, that the Zman of Shach Bukha, the Zman of Kamecha has a range. The Hainu, let's say in the summertime, the Zman Krishna is begins earlier. in the morning, let's say. My creation begins earlier. And in the winter time, it's, let's say, in the summertime, is my creation ends earlier, too.
Yeah,
everything is also great by us. Yeah. So Mishnah Sankhya suggests maybe the halacha is like this. Maybe these people had this meaning, how like this. You have to take, let's say, today, what time is Zman Kriyishma? Let's go. So Zman Kriyishma is 9:15. Starting from, till when? Arranged. Yeah, you have a few hours. And then another time, it's going to start at a different time and end at a different time. The other time, a different time. So he says, maybe the halacha is that you have to take the earliest from Ovid Zmanim and the latest from Ovid Zmanim, and all year long, that's the Zman Kriyishma. That's the Shachtucha. That's the Kumecha. Since sometimes during the year people wake up at that time, you're not going to take into consideration the daylight savings time. Just take the Zman of Zvichan Shtir from all year long. And take the Zman of Tlag HaMincha of all year long. So all year long Tlag HaMincha keeps on changing. So you take the earliest Zman of Tlag HaMincha, let's say in the winter, and Tlag HaMincha is very early, so maybe you should take that Zman even in the summertime and say that if the 4 o'clock, even in the summertime, is taken the Zman of Yishachtucha. That's what he wants to say to be Miyashiv the meaning. So some Poskim after the Mishnah Yisrael can say that. Would also be Miyashiv the Pasuk over here. That the simple pshat sounds like the anchor of Dina Davin Ma'ariv, according to this Medrash and Nigmar. Ba'iv Gavah Mokim, that he Davin Ma'ariv, and he went to sleep Kibur HaShemesh, but he Davin Ma'ariv before Shki. How can it be? So the answer is that since in the winter time, when did he run away? Maybe in the summertime. Since in the winter time, it would have been after Tzeisach Kechavna already, that would have been Zman Shchivah, so even though it was the summertime and it was way before Shkia, still, you take the whole range of time, Lekula, you take all of the Zman and Lekula of all year long and you put them together, so therefore you can have Ma'ariv before. We don't pass like this. Yeah. I mean, it depends when the normal people sleep. Depends when the normal people sleep. Where do they have it? Yeah? That's Tama Pella. That's a big Pella. How does that help for Shmonesh? Why should the two be related? The Kriya Shma should be unrelated to Shmonesh. I don't know. That's a big problem. That's Tama big problem. The Rosh and Baruch is kind of like that. That these two should be unrelated. Against Tosis. Tosis holds that the Pella Zed is there. So whatever is man tzilu, that's his man kriyashma. Whatever is man kriyashma, that's his man tzilu. And the Rosh says it's totally unrelated. Man tzilu l'chud, is man kriyashma shamar l'chud. Just because, let's say, just because Rav Yehuda says you can not marry after plag amincha, doesn't mean you say baruch and kriyashma with the brachas and gol yisrael shmar esrei. Just say shmar esrei. Say shmar esrei, kaddish tis kabbalah, and that's all. And then you go home, and after it says a kabbalah, then you say kriyashma with the brachas. Who says you should say kriyashma, eh? That's the machlokes, is the rush against the Tosfos. And the Ramah has no hachrana. The Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Ma'ariv says, well, what happens if the Davin and Ma'ariv and Shul early? Let's say after Shkia before Tzeisat Kachav, Davin and Ma'ariv, after Plag HaMincha before the Shkia, Davin and Ma'ariv, because Tzichat HaTzibur said they don't want to get together, so they make them. So should you talk to Davin and Kriyishma with the Brachas with them? You should say everything, or you should just say Shmon Esrei. So the Ramah quotes the two opinions, the machlokes HaGoyim, and a machlokes harishonim and a shaila and din with halacha, and it's not resolved. That's what Moshe writes in his tshuva, that it's not really resolved. There's two opinions. And there's no hachra in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah calls those who only say Shmon Esrei, he calls those the medaktikim. So it sounds like as if he's saying that they're more frum than the others. If they're doing the midas chassidus, that's the question. Are they doing right? Is the missing snichas gula tzvila? So maybe they're doing wrong. So the fact that the Ramah quotes those people as the medaktikim, that the yeshiva guys, they only say Shmon Esrei and they don't say kriyashma with the brachas when the balabatim daven 71 minutes after the shkia. They didn't wait till 72 minutes. So they only say Shmon Esrei because it's still benash mashir. Now it's a pohamiyah, so the Ramah calls those medaktikim. So it sounds as if the Ramah is favoring them. It's hard to tell, but it's not really machriya.
About what?
That the different shayes are going to miss the most Kriyashma with his mind. I don't know, he talks about Shatna. Maybe Ma'ariv is different.
It's so that in the heart of the Tzipei Sechfam Kortin El Yor Rabban is possible. Vayikach Me'avne Hamokka, and Rashi quotes the Medrash from the Gemara in Chulin, that every Evan wanted to have this Schi of Alay Yanir Tzadikas Roshai. They were fighting with each other, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu closed the Nestorka, and all the Avranim blended them together, and then there was no problem. So he quotes that El Yor Rabban Hilchas Tzul and Eskakasha. Why was there no problem? If you have, let's say, a big pillow, so each inch of the pillow is also going to fight Alay Yanir Tzadikas Roshai. He didn't have such a big head that he filled up the whole pillow. So the Avonim, the parts of the pillow that are going to be on the ends, are going to still be Meriva Zimzum. Alay on the Echalikas Rosh. It's obviously the Torah is that if you blend it in one pillow, so the Tzadik said is on the whole pillow. If each Evan is separate, so the Tzadik said is only on these few Avonim that are under his head. And the other Avonim are not, they're just around him. But if they were blended in to become one, so then there's no problem. That's what it says, right? So he says this way, the old Rabban who Chassidim says, Mikan Amokal against the Mogen Avraham. But the Mogen Avraham, Tzipei Sechfan brings this on his own, he brings this way on his own, and then he says, Achazman, he found a Shari Tshuva, and who Chassidim quotes, the old Rabban brings this way. The way against the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says, when you have a Ritzua, and the whole Ritzua is one piece, it's not separate pieces, and you make a Kesher on the Shalyad, so the Kesher Shalyad has more Kedusha than the rest of the Ritzua. So if you decide that you want to switch the whole Ritzua, take the whole thing off, untie the Kesher Shalyad, and turn it upside down, and make the Kesher, the Yud on the other end of the Kesher, and have the Yud at the end of the Ritzua, and you'll wrap that around your finger and around your hand at the end. So the Mogen Avraham says that's a violation of Malam HaKodesh V'loi Meruv. There's nothing wrong with taking the flat part of the Ritzua, making that into a Kesher, that's Malam HaKodesh, that's okay. But to make the Kesher part, the part of the Ritzua that was originally a Kesher, you're going to now convert into a flat part of the Ritzua, that's a violation of Meruv. So the Eliyahu, that's Atkan of Mogen Avraham. So the Eliyahu Rabbah is the Kash against Mogen Avraham, since it's all attached, so it's one unit, so it's all the same Hashid. So how can you say that one part of the Ritzua has more Hashid than the other part of the Ritzua? Arayu from the Avraham. It's Akashim. I didn't understand why it's Akash at all. I can't understand how could Rabbi Pesach Frank have thought of this on his own. He must have seen it in the Shari Tshuva and he forgot. Thought of this on his own, such a gewaldige kasha, I don't understand. Why does the Mogen Avraham say that has no kedusha in Hechet Ha'Issah? So the answer is because the kasha is an ois. So that's why you have a Sefer Torah. So you have the Torah has the blank part, the cloth, and you have the oisius. So isn't it obvious, isn't it clear to the top, that the oisius have more kedusha than the cloth? The oisius have the goofy kedusha, and the cloth, the Balamor writes in Sanhedrin, he's talking about the cloth is Tashmishi Kedusha. The cloth only has Kedusha because it's Meshamesh, the Oisius. And the Ramban who disagrees holds that the cloth Shetachas Oisius is Gufi Kedusha because you can't have Oisius Tachas Ba'avius. If you don't have a background, you don't have Oisius. So you have to have cloth under the Oisius. You have to have cloth in between the Oisius, that it should be Mikkel Gvil. But let's say the Sefer Torah has a big border on top and a big border on the bottom. But that extra cloth, that has the same level of Kedusha as the Oisius. The Pashtus is like the Balamor. That's lower. So the same is with the Ritzua. You have a long Ritzua, and you have a Yud over here. So the Yud is like the Ois. It's an Ois Yud. And the rest, otherwise, so what did the Mogen Avraham say? Where did the Mogen Avraham get it from, that Malam HaKadosh? Why does he think that has no Kedusha? Obviously, he holds that the Yud has a status of an Ois, and the rest of the Ritzua is not. So of course it's a higher level of Kedusha. And someone is laying his head on a pillow, so the whole pillow is one pillow. What's the tzushta, no? If you have a ritzua that doesn't have any ice on it, so the whole ritzua is the same thing. But if you have a ritzua, one part has an ice, one part doesn't have an ice, so the part that has the ice is more chashuv.
The
So wouldn't you say that the part of the pillowcase that has the initials has more shivas than the rest? Because a plain pillowcase costs so much. The pillowcase with initials costs more. So the difference is it has initials. So those initials are the design of Moch Shivit and Nirat. Al-Habdallah, Al-Habdallah, isn't it certainly more so? The Yitzur, the part of the Yitzur that has the Yon, says Mamish Kushas Ksav. That's the Yon. Tesis time is in Brochus against Rashi that it's not so. Tesis time is that the Gemara says in the Kama Mavlikin, if you're not allowed to use Oro Shal Beimut Meya, for Tzvillin, so the Gemara says that's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. So the Gemara is running in Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Isn't it a passage that it says, Manti, if there's Hashem Mitzvichem, and I'm Mutzah Mitzvicho, that you need after Or Beimut Torah. So the Gemara says, no, the passage only goes on the Klaf, where you're right, that first Hashem has Kedushas Ksav on it. But on the bottom of the Yitzu, if there's no Ksav, so you don't. So the Gemara says, but the Shin Shal Tzvim Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, so the Bayi Shalosh also has Ksav on it. So the, but the Bayi Shalosh has to be all day in the Torah. So the Gemara says, okay, but the Ritzuas don't have any Ksav on it. So the Bayi says, what about the Yod? What about the Dalit? Isn't the Yod and the Dalit Halacha Moshe Mitzinai? So the Bayi says, the Rai is not the Mom, but I'm not leaking. But the Yod is not a nice Yod, and the Dalit, if the Kesher Shal Dalit, is not a nice Dalit. It's only the Rabbanan. Whatever it is, but it doesn't have a Kedushas Ksav. So the Magen Avraham holds that Magen Avraham obviously thinks not like Tyson. He thinks like Rashi. Magen Avraham family thinks like Rashi that the Yud has a Kedushas Ksav of a Yud. Or even if he holds it, it doesn't have the Kedushas Ksav, but no Hashivas it has. But the Pinot case, it has a design, so the design has no Hashivas than the rest in terms of Mila Dalma. Who also the Yud and the Dalid of the Ritzura has more hashivas than the rest of it, so even if you say that it doesn't have a Kedushas Ksav, because it is obviously something different. But if you have a big pillowcase, so what's the difference with the part that's directly under the tzaddik's head or the rest? You need a big pillow, so the whole pillow is mishamish the tzaddik. Doesn't matter the part that's under his head or the rest, the whole thing is one unit. No, there's nothing to distinguish.
Can you say that the rock is like Am Yisrael, and Yaakov is like Kodesh Baruch Hu? And when all of the rock, all of the rock together, then Kodesh Baruch Hu lays one up, and everyone gets
them in particular. I think there's a medrash like that he took 12 rocks. There is such a medrash. He took 12 rocks from Kulin Kenega to Yubei Shvatan, and they blended them to be one Jewish nation. There is such a medrash. But Yankee, is there a medrash on that? I don't know. I don't remember the medrash. But remember, there is a medrash when he took 12 rocks, Kenega to Yubei Shvatan. And this week said that he had 12 children. Imahis knew Beruach HaKodesh, and he was going to have 12 children. That's why Rashi quotes, that's why she was mispalel. Dina should become a girl. She's supposed to be a boy, she'd be a girl. So at least Rachel shouldn't be less than the Shvacha. She should at least have the two sons. So the only they're going to be Yudbei Shvacha. So the Midrashim say that they knew Beruach HaKodesh is going to be Yudbei Shvacha. The idea of Yudbei Shvacha is a very interesting idea. It's important, Taka, in our generation to keep this in mind. That the pasuk the Balatani quotes from the Zohar, and the pasuk in last week's Seder, when Yitzchak tells Esau, "Aseli matamim kasher, Abu Yitzchak aseli matamim yochelo," and then Rivka tells it over to Yaakov that he should make. Make it to your father as he loves. Matamim, so the Balatani quotes from the Zohar, Matamim is plural. That a person, when you go to eat a meal, you don't just have one course. You even have a lot of courses. You have an entree, then you have whatever. You have fruit cups, then you have fish, then you have, and the fancier the wedding is, so the more Matamim they have. So you have Matamim, you have many different courses. So too, just like Yitzchok Avinu tells his son Esau, "Aseli matam kasher ahei," so too the Zohar says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells Bnei Yisrael, 'Aseli matam kasher ahei.'" I also like many drachim in Avodas Hashem. And all the drachim he likes, not that he likes Orthodox conservative Reform, he likes Yud-based drachim. He wants Yud-based shvatim. Look at the Haradim of Yud-based shvatim. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted 12 different drachim in Avodas Hashem. And the pasuk says in the end of the Nevuas Yecheskel, the very end, that Lasi Lovoy. When they will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, there will be a Chomet Yerushalayim Sovereign with 13 Sha'orim. 12 Sha'orim, Mechuvim Keneged, the 12 Shvatim, and the 13th Sha'or is the Sha'or HaKolim. And anyone who knows what Shevet he comes from is supposed to enter through that Sha'or. Anyone who's a Ger, or who doesn't know about Shuvah or whatever, who doesn't know what Shevet he comes from, so he should enter Yerushalayim through the Sha'or HaKolim. And the Arizal says that the same is true regarding Nusach HaTfilah, that there are 12 Nuschos HaTfilah, equivalent to Eved, each Shevet. Each Shevet has a different Baruch and Avodas Hashem, and they the image of the King Chaim. Baruch Shem wants Lasolim Atav. He wants a different Baruch and Avodas Hashem. He doesn't want that everybody should be a clone of one tzaddik. Everybody should do exactly the same. He wants different Baruch. And every Talmud should follow the Maaseh from his parents or from his Rabbeim. And if they were all a correct Baruch and Avodas Hashem, all the 13 Shorim enter into the Yerushalayim, they lead towards the Beis HaMikdash. If you have a Shah that goes to Gehenna, which is near Yerushalayim, but you have another Shah that goes to somewhere else, so that's the conservative, that's the reform Shah. That's the difference, because they're Christian, there are some temples there, there are some mosques there, there are some domes there too. All kinds of Bati Avodah Zarah. So a Shah that enters there is the wrong Shah. But if you have 13 Shorim all leading towards the Beis HaMikdash, so all the Shorim are good. So that's what they quote from the Magen Avraham, quotes from the Arizal. And every person who knows what Shevet he's from should daven according to that Nusach that's Mechuvim Kenegad that Shevet. And today, most of the people don't know what Shevet they're from, so they should daven the Nusach of the Shar HaKol. And he, of course, says the Nusach of the Shar HaKol is Nusach HaRi. But it's a very important point what he says, that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants Vaseyim Atam and Kashiroi. He wants all the Yud Beis Shlotim. He wanted to have 12 different Drachm and Avodas Hashem. But the 12 different Drachm are supposed to blend in together, like the Avnei HaMokom. They should blend in together. They're supposed to each one make a different party. Anyone's supposed to vote after for his party. They all believe in the Kori Amunah. It's the same thing. They just have slight, and any of the other different Kimcha, they have slight different Drachm and Avodas Hashem. They're supposed to be together. There is such a message.
I guess I got from the book first that the source of things come out of him. I mean, why does the net of it make, you know,
the Rebbe says the tzaddikim are always afraid shem yigrom hachet. They're always afraid that they may lose all of the haftachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises them if they don't deserve it. But he was always nervous about that. I don't know, people today are not so nervous, but the Medrash says, Tzadikim are nervous, Shema Yigim Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakdik in tzadik of Kuchut Hashem. So that's why they're nervous. Rashi quotes from the Medrash. The Medrash is bothered with the question, He malach alakim oilim v'yodim bo, that we always visualize angels, the human beings live on the earth and the angels live in heaven. If the angels are going up and down the ladder, shouldn't they start by coming down the ladder? Should they come down from heaven and then go back up? How can it be all of the Yodim? If you have people going on the ladder that goes from heaven to the earth, so they should be all of the Yodim. If angels, so should the Yodim be all of them? How come they started on the earth? So that's what Rashi quotes in the Medrash, that the Malachim who went up started on the ground. They originated in heaven. And the Pasuk says, Kim Malachim Ta'arach Hashmacha B'chol D'Rechacha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Malachim to protect the people. These manas are because we don't think that we're worthy of these Malachim. The Gemara says in Brochus, when a person goes to the Beis HaKisei, he should tell the angels who are always going with him that they should wait for him, because they're not going to enter the Beis HaKisei, so they should wait for him until he comes out. The manas are the meaning is that we don't say his Kabbim Chubabim, we don't speak to the angels because we assume that we're not Zeichat to have these angels. These angels only are protecting Tzadik and Tzadik. But our younger Dina was a Tzadik, so he had Malachim protecting him. So here he was on the border, he was about to leave Eretz Yisrael, so the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael, and a different Malachim in Eretz Yisrael, different Malachim in Chutz La'aretz. It means that there's more Hashgacha Pratis in Eretz Yisrael than there is in Chutz La'aretz. Hashgacha Pratis is not even all over. We say Baruch Merachim Ahoet, Baruch Merachim Alabuyot, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Hashgacha Pratis and Hashgacha Klolis, but the Hashgacha Pratis is not always the same. The Hashgacha Pratis on Tzaddikim is more than on Beinonim. The Hashgacha Pratis on Beinonim is more than on Rishoyim. The Hashgacha Pratis on Rishoyim is more than on Umisoyim. There's more Hashgacha Pratis in Eretz Yisrael than there is in Chutz La'aretz. So these Malachim who are supposed to protect, this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers his Hashgacha Pratis. It says that there's more Hashgacha Pratis in Eretz Yisrael than there is in Chutz La'aretz. Pasuk, Eni Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ereshus Hashana V'Achasham. The Gemara in Tanis quotes that pasuk and explains that that's what it means. Gemara Shlach HaProt. So the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael were Olim, and there was a change of the guard, and the Malachim were Yodim, the other Malachim were Yodim. And the pasuk says later,
so the Malachim
different kinds of Malachim.
means that the Mahanet says another kind of a malach that it's more direct. Like Matitchos was an evil and malach, but then the Pasuk says that there was a malach, that's serious. It means it was a kind of malach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls completely. There are different kinds of malach. And then the Pesukim say later that when Yaakov Avinu was coming back to Eretz Yisrael, the Yitzhak Mamach Mahu Machanoyim, the very last Pasuk, the Rashi says from the Medrash, the Machanoyim are the two Machnas of Malachi Eretz Yisrael, Malach Chutzlot. Now the change of the world is going to be the reverse. Malachi Eretz Yisrael are coming down from heaven, and Malachi to protect in the common life of the Eva, and the Malachi Chutzlot are going back to him. So that's what Rashi, quotes from the Medrash on this Pasuk and on the Pasuk in the end of Vayetzeh. I saw that Tzvi Teitach Chaim quotes from Chaim Balun. It's an interpretation. I don't really understand how it, even how it fits in our Derech HaDrash. He says that normally, why do we visualize the angels as being in heaven? Because we visualize their birth as being in heaven. Even the Malach HaRatzke, right? But we visualize as if the place where the Baruch Hu lives is in heaven. That's in Tanakh. That's what we always visualize. What if the Rebbeinu Shalom, what if we were to visualize the Rebbeinu Shalom as being in 500 West 185th Street? So then we visualize all the angels as being over here also. So here the Pasuk says, Rini Hashem Yitzov Olov. The Rebbeinu Shalom is on top of Olov. Magor Olov. So the Medrash has two interpretations. One shot Olov on top of the ladder. One shot Olov on top of Yaakov Avinu. And that's the more popular pshat. Hashem Yitzav Olav, that the others were Merkava. Ha'ovus hain hain ha'merkava. That the pasuk says, Vayal me'olav elikim, by Avram, by Yitzchak, by Yankiv. And the pasuk by Yankiv. But this pasuk, hain Hashem Yitzav Olav, al Yankiv. That the Shechina was resting on top of Yankiv. So once you visualize the Rebbeinu Shalom as being on top of Yankiv, not the Rebbeinu Shalom is in heaven, then all of the Shamasim, all of his entourage, also going to be by Yankiv. So you're going to visualize with all the angels are dwelling on the earth. So then the Malachim are going to be over the Yodim, they're not going to be Yodim Yom. So the whole picture is different over here. So he gives a marshal to understand this, just a marshal that people should understand it. And he says, when you go to shul, so the Mizrach Mount is the most important part of the shul. Why? Because that's where the Yom Kodesh is. Let's say for all the Hashem people, all the people are going to sit in the Mizrach Mount. What happens, let's say, you have a shul in the Mizrach over here, they put the Yom Kodesh on the other side of the shul. So then the Mizrach loses its Hashivas. All the Hashem people are going to be sitting over there near the, not the Mizrach Mount, but it's going to be Mizrach in quotation marks. That's going to be the Machon HaChoshu, closer to the Yom Kodesh. He said, that's what happened over here. The Rebbeinu Shalom moved his Malkam, instead of being in heaven, the Rebbeinu Shalom is Yitzhak Olam. The Rebbeinu Shalom is on top of Yankov Avinu. So in other words, all the Chashav HaMalachim went to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what he quotes from Chaim Balun. Chaim Balun was the son of the Netziv, from his first wife. Meir Bar Ilan was the son of the Netziv in the second wife. Chaim Balun lived in Eretz Yisrael, the Seish Yomar. So that's what the Rabbi Pesach Frank used to quote, used to talk and learn with all the Rabbans. So he quotes from him. The Ramban comments on the pasuk here in Echi Imach that this is a special haptocha that the Klal Yisrael is lemaila min ha'teva. Ramban stresses this theme many times throughout Chumash that this is the Yisrael. Very important yisrael in Aramuna that ain mazol Yisrael, that the Jewish people is lemaila min ha'teva, that all the rules and regulations when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Mesheshes made gracious, he made rules of chemistry and physics and biology and mathematics and so on, all the chukki ha'teva, rules of history as well, that govern all the Yom, and the Jewish nation is not governed by those rules of history, that we are Lamailam and Atev. That's what the Gemara means, that Ein Mazol in Yisrael, that's the whole Sugyan, the end of Masech HaShabbos. The Gemara quotes different Sugyan and different stories, and the Gemara quotes Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayotzi Osa HaChutzo, they took Avram Avinu out of the Teva, out of the whole sphere of, out of the whole atmosphere. He took him above the Kechovim and he said, you're not, you representing the Jewish people are not subject to the Shlitas HaKechovim HaMazol, that Klal Yisrael is Lamal Menatev. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Yankov also, as representing Christ, so Hina Nech Imach, I personally will be with you, Vishmatich B'chol Asher Telech, that the Bnei Yisrael have an Hoga Milas to Yisus of Lamal Menatev. Ramban claims that that's what the Bris Mila is all about. The Chumash says that the Bris Mila is an ois bris, it's an ois for something. What is it an ois for? It's an ois that we're chayv mitzvot, it's an ois that we are Abdi Hashem, it's an ois that we own Eretz Yisrael, to be an ois for many things.
But the Ramban says that it's an oris that we have a hashgacha protest, that we have a hanhoganisis of the malam and afeva. How does he know? Because the phraseology used in the pasuk is identical. Here it says hinei nerchi imach, and before Bada Brismila it says hinei bisi itach. So he thinks that the similarity indicates that that the bris is supposed to be an os on this unique feature of Korosot. Not an os that we are Abdi Hashem, that we own Eretz Yisrael, that we are Chayim Mitzvos, that we are Maminim. No. It's an os that we have a Hashgacha Kratis and Hobo Mitzvos of the Malam and Atel. This is because we are Abdi Hashem, this is because we are Yama Nivcha, or because of that, but it's an os for the Hanhoga Mitzvos. There's a strange medrash on the pasuk, Vayikat Yanket Mishnasoi. It sounds like Mishnayis. Medrash is Mishnasoi, from Mishnayis. Min Mishnasoi. What does it mean? Very strange. A lot of midrashim, very strange. Medrash Pliya. They quote from Abchaim Volozhin that he said, whenever you have Medrash Pliya, be yadua that it's a pasuk. So you shouldn't waste any time to figure out what it means. It's a waste of time. But others spent a lot of time speaking about these modern midrashic views. So the Yechidah has a whole interpretation on this. He quotes in the Sefer Nachash Dunim, Achumash, he quotes a pasuk, I think it's in Treyosa. It's a pasuk in Baba Basra, remember? I think it's a pasuk from Treyosa. You want the first part in Baba Basra, he quotes a pasuk, Gam ki itna bagoyim ato akapsen? I think it's in Treyosa. So the Gemara says, Gam ki itna bagoyim means, in Yilmidu, Yitnu. Yitnu losh mishnayis. To learn mishnayis, bagoyim, when you're in Golos, ato akapsin. I'll make the gula right now. The gula will take place right now. They learn mishnayis. Any song in Golos, ever be schus on mishnayis. Gam ki yitnu bagoyim, losh mishnayis. Mishnayis. And there's a medrash in Chidot puts together a few midrashim, and he says that that's what this medrash is referring to. There's a medrash in Shir Ashirim that puts on the pasuk, Ani Yishenu, night, you should sleep instead of sleeping on a pillow, you should sleep on stones, because Yank Ravino Roa Hachurban, and because he saw that Beis HaMikdash is going to be Chorev in the future, that's why he put stones under his head. Instead of putting a soft pillow, instead of putting something soft under his head, he put stones to be Mestabel al Hachurban. So when he was sleeping, the sleeping represented his Avodas on the Churban. When he woke up, so according to that Medrash and Shir Hashirim, waking up from the sleep represents waking up from the Golus and having the Gula Asidah. So that's how the Chidon interprets this marriage. But Yikas Yaakov, that Yankel Bino, the Bnei Yisrael, wake up from the Golus. How come? Min Mishnasoi, in the schools of Mishnayis. Okay? Now I'm going to Mishnayis. Instead of what? It's not right. In Yeshivas, they neglect Tanakh and they neglect Mishnayis, and they only learn Gemara with Marsho, with Chazanish, with Rav Chaim. We should go back a little bit to Chumash, Tanakh. Some Sefer writes in his Tavot that all of his descendants should learn Tanakh and Rashi, Chumash and Ramban. It's Chumash and Rashi and Ramban. And Vimaksuv and Mechol HaPachas in Rashi. We don't even do that. We don't learn Chumash and Rashi. We don't learn Tanakh. We have to learn Tanakh, Mishnah. And then we can begin to understand the Gemara. Yankov really took his neder, but you Yankov neder later, you don't keep me muddy. Kolash atik muri aser asren Allah. He's going to give my sofer. He didn't have anything yet. Isn't he taking a neder on a dovish lo boli? So the Rambam, in two places, quotes this pasuk to indicate that a person can take a neder. A person doesn't have a penny to his name, but he can take a neder. If I earn money, takes a neder that is going to give it to its doctor, give it to the place I'm living. So the Rambam quotes in two different places, in two different ways. The Lecha Mishnah points out that there's really a steer in the Rambam. There's love in Erech of the Charon and Halocha Lamed Beis. Halocha Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel. The Rambam writes the following, Yeroy Ali, that's when he starts Lamed Aleph. Yeroy Ali, Shachol Fishein on a Magdash, Dovash Lobo Leoylam,
Yeah, this won't be chal. However, Imam Ahare Alayla Hagdisho, he says, if I earn $1 million, I take an eder now that I will donate half a million to Hagdish. If he says such a thing, Ahare Alayla Hagdisho, Ahare Zechayv LaHagdisho Kishiyav Aliyona Mishim Nidro, Im Lo Higdish, Ahare Zehu Mishim Bal Tacher, Izehu Aliyachot Dvaroi. And he says he's chayv to do it mitam neder, and he's not chayv mitam hegdish. The last line halacha lam beis. Is there the kayotzi bo bichlal nedarim heim velo bichlal hegdishes? It's not if he has $1 million now. And he says I am magdish a $500,000, so it really belongs to hegdish now. So even if he drops dead the next day, his children have to get. And once he's dead, he's not able to fulfill his neder. Mason chavshim, and even if the children want to volunteer to be mezakah their father to fulfill his neder, he's dead, he can't be mekayem the neder. So the question is it meaningful at all that the children should give the $500,000 to Hegdish, or should they keep the money? So the din is, of course it's meaningful, because amiras ala gevaya from siras ala hegidami. It's not only that he's chayv to give the mekayem the neder, la yachod vod, chayot from hiyas, he has to keep his word. No, amiras ala gevaya, it's chal, the Hegdish was chal already on the $500,000. That's only by Medra Murat, he has it already. If he doesn't have $1 million, it's a davish lo b'liyonim. He says, if I ever get the money, hare alay rahdisho. So the Rambam says, hare zechayiv mitam neder, not mitam hegdish. The hagdosh was not chal. Can't say that it's chal already. He's chayiv mitam neder, the hainu. If he ever earns the money, then he's mukhayiv mitam neder to keep his promise and to give the $500,000 to the Beis HaMikdash. What if he earns the money and he dies? So the hagdosh wasn't chal. The hagdosh wasn't chal. And if he dies, but he's chayv, if he's still alive, then he's chayv to give me tam neder. But if he dies, then meisim chavshim. So the yorshim won't accomplish anything. They'll accomplish on their own. If they want to donate to the same charity that the father said he wants to give to, okay. But what if they decide they don't want to give that $500,000 to that charity? So they won't be mezakeh the father at all by giving the money after he died, if at the time of the neder was a davar shelo b'liyonim. That's how the Rambam stresses here. If the chlal had a joy, the way the chlal had a joy, the hegdish was not chal on a double shlob of Yerlam, but it's binding me din neder. So the naftimin will be, what if he dies? Raya or dove is there, aloha la megim. How do you know that it's so? So he brings two rays. One ray from Yankee Bavino, that he says, kol asher tipnu yaser asher aloha. And it says, asher nadar to bisham neder. It says, later on, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Yankee Bavino, go hurry up, go back to Eretz Yisrael and keep the neder that you had taken. Kum alei lochor beisrael. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Yankov Avinu's neder as a neder. But either Yankov neder really was a neder. And then the Rambam has another raya that there's such a thing. The Harei, raya number two. Oimer, by a Pratim, in Olam Asher, Hei Nozir, the Gemara has in the beginning of Nedarim, a man says, I accept upon myself a neder that before I die, I will observe Nizirus. So he didn't say Harei Nozir. He didn't say, accept upon myself, Nazirus, right now. He didn't say, Harei Nazir, Machar. Harei Nazir, Lachal Amiyam. He didn't say, Nazir, Hayam. He said, Harei, Lo Yapatam, Ra'el, Ma'ashe, Hei Nazir. I accept upon myself a neder that I will accept a neder Nazir. So you see that a neder, to accept a neder, is binding. That's the Rambam's two rayas. So the rayas with comments on this Rambam, Omer Avram, Harayim, Yankiv, Rayim. Abu Rishon Nazir and a klum. He says the raya from Yankov Avinu is a good raya. That's what it was. He took a neder. He's gonna give the money in the future. But the raya from Le'apotam Ra'alim, he thinks that that's not a good raya, because Le'apotam Ra'alim doesn't mean that he took a neder to accept a neder nazir sometimes in the future. It means he already accepted a neder nazir, but he just didn't specify when he's going to begin. Today, tomorrow, next week, next year, and 10 years from now. Now, but the neder nazir he already did accept. He just didn't designate. He didn't specify his man ha'aschal. So that's the machlokes of the Rambam and the Rabbi. Tosfos in the Durim has a two pshat. What does it mean, lo yapatam an oil ma'asher hei nozir? Does it mean a neder to accept a neder nazirus, like the Rambam understood? Or does it mean a neder nazirus, but just he didn't yet specify when his man is? So the second raya from the yapatam an oil, that's the question. But the first raya is a perfect raya. That's what the raya that is not into the Rambam. So the Rebbe Mishnah here tells you to look. Avo the parak chabos miluchas mechira kosev Rabbeinu Zal, and he quotes it at Khan 5 lines. Harei mashmashar behepach. If you look at the Rambam miluchas mechira, he has the same thing, but much more chamur. He doesn't only say that that it's chayim midin neder. At the end of parak chabos miluchas mechira, he writes halacha tezvav din ha hegdish din ha aniyim. The whole parak He's talking about Ein Ramak Dovashi Abali Yoda. Dovashi Abali Yoda. Mamish. Can only be marked in something that's really tangible. Karkam, a talkam. It has to be at the end. It can't be marked in some abstract thing. Concept. It can't be marked in concept. It can only be marked in at the end. Talking about Moshe. So he says, Dina Hedgesh, Dina Anish, Dina Anish, Dina Anish, Dina Anish, Dina Anish, Dina Hedgesh, Dina Anish, Dina שאילו אמר אודם קומה שפרד בהם כי יהיה הגדש לברק הבאי זה יהיה עושר עליי או את איננו לצדקה אף על פי שאינו מסקדש לפי שאינו באוילום והגדש כן פיכל את הדבר שלו בליולום הרי זה חייב לקיים דבר שנאמר כל היועץ המפי יעשה sounds so far the same thing even though the hegdish is not chal the hegdish is not chal when He says, Harei koma shepelet behem ki yi ahedvish lebedek abayis. My behem is going to give birth in other, in Nisan, of next year, this season, before Pesach. Behem is going to give birth before Pesach. So he says, he wants that lad to become hedvish. Afal pi. So he's not gishadavish leboyom, so it's not chal. Afal pi sheinu miskadish, when is it not miskadish? Not miskadish now. It's not in existence. What about after he'll be born? It is miskadish automatically? Or not. Afal pi sheinu miskadesh when? Lefi sheinu boilam. It's not boilam now. Nevertheless, harei zechayv lekayim dvaro shenema kalayetz mipigasa. So what does it mean? When it will be born, I will have a chiyuv mitam neder to be magdashit. Like he wrote there in Hilchoseach and Mecharam. That's what it means. It doesn't sound like it, because the next halacha he writes, so hayo vadova king, since that's the din, In Tzivodim Kishuhu Shchidmi Rav Yom Mekol Masha Yoytzi Ilan Zeh Lanim Mekol Schar Bai Zeh Lanim Zoch Bohem Hoanim A man is a wealthy man and he has apartment buildings so he says all the rent that's going to come in the next year should go to the Anim so that's a Dovash Lebal Yom doesn't have it yet and then the man dies no? That's, what do you mean it's a Shchidmi Rav then the man dies Zoch Bohem Hoanim The children have to give the money to the Anim. What have to give the money to the Anim? If the guy died, so how can you be, the children can't be mekamen neder on behalf of the father. There's a big machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Ramor. The Tshuvos of Beis Yosef and the Tshuvos of Ramor. They had letters back and forth. The Ramor lived in Poland and the Beis Yosef lived in Eretz. They had a big, they were contemporaries. They had a big machlokes about this, not this issue, a similar issue. A man took a neder. There are people who only come to shul Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So let's say Bayas, in his days he didn't have, let's say a man takes a neder on Yom Kippur, he says, this kid takes a neder, he's going to give the shul $3,000. He's not going to come to shul till next Rosh Hashanah, so he has plenty of time to pay up, till he's going to buy seats for next Rosh Hashanah, plenty of time. Then in the middle of the year, 9 months later he dies, and he didn't pay up his $3,000 pledge yet. So do the children have to give the money or not? So there's a machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Ramor, whether Amirasa or Gavakim Sirasa the Hagidam is limited Dafkit Kovoa, Gavan is Hagdish, or it even applies to Tzvapalani. If it applies to Tzvapalani, so when he pledged to give the $3,000, he's not only obligated Midin Nebo, he's obligated Midin Imamanis. It's like a Kenyan. So even if he dies, he makes him Chavshim, and the children can't do anything to see to it that the father is dead. So there's nothing in the world that they can do that to see to it that the father should fulfill his obligation Mitam Nebo. But they're obligated to give, if it's binding mitam kinyan, if Amirasa Lagavai applies even to Neder Tzedakah, to Midway Beis HaKnesset, then the children are obligated to give mitam shiv nechasim, then nechasim and nishtam. It means you all have Amirasa Lagavai is limited dafke for Hegdish and doesn't apply to Moses HaTzedakah, so then Kozman, the man is alive, he's obligated to give mitam Neder, but after he dies, Moses Mechavshim, so there's nothing you can do, there's nothing the children can do, the secret that the father should fulfill the obligation. So that machlokes only was the Dovash Abali Yoyl. He had the money, or he had the BN, he had the building, and he says he wants to give the building for shul. He just didn't give it yet. So is he only obligated to give it mitam neder, or is he obligated to give it mitam shibudim, his mamash, the king in Israel? What if he says on the Dovash Abali Yoyl? What if the man says he's going to give a Dovash Lo Bali Yoyl? So L'chayr the Rambam wrote, M'hilcha Yisrech and L'charamim, yeah, you can take a neder on a Dovash Lo Bali Yoyl, and it's binding midin neder, and not midin hegdish, means that it's not chal, the hegdish is not chal. Just that you have a deal, you have to give it. So if the guy dies before he gives, so for sure the Yoshim don't have to give. There shouldn't be any machlokes between the Rambam and the Beis Yosef. That's based on the Rambam and M'hilcha Yisrech and L'charamim. But the Rambam here, that's what the Lacha Mishnah points out there. The Rambam here in the end of M'hilcha Yisrech and L'charamim, Yeah, the Pech Chabot of Bechira, he says not so. Her Vadova came, since the din is that by Dokalanim and by Hedvish, it's Chalil and Anadavish Labalion, but the Shchid Mirat Sivu Lishnei Moisad Yoma. The young Zayt Bani, we call Dibre Shchid Mirat Kiksun Rechim Sun Domi. He's not working based on Dibre Shchid Mirat, for some reason that. That's not a Midir Abona. He's not working with that. He's working with din because Midrash Doka is different. Her Vadova came, if the Shchid Mirat said, it means that he died. That's how the Tesa Mishnah says. Shchid Mirat said and he died before he gave it. Is Yerushim have to give? What do they have to give if it's only Midin Neder? So you see from this Rambam that it's not only Midin Neder, it's binding Midin Amirat al Agavaya. That the king is Chal on the Dover Shalot Bol Yeru. It's the Chile Flom, so how can it be? So the Rambam explains why. He says, Yesh min agon in Halacha Yizan, Yesh min agon shechotim al Dover Zer Yonim. These are Sigin Bavakana. And the Aflam of Chesu Bavakana. There's a thesis in the Balamur, and the Balamur quotes the Chivas Agonim about this. Yish meragoyim shechokim on zeh, there's a big machlokes among the goyim, and the Baal Mor quotes all the shittas there, but we come in Daf Lamed Vav, I think. Daf Lamed Vav on the days. The yomim, the goyim say, shein ranim zeh melech drom sheh, hadyot zeh koin abraham. Aninim is the same as hadyot. Well, if you look at the Yishchid Adav Yoyim, the Rambam says, vein dayti neite the drom elo, I disagree, why? Shein ada mitzuvah lahaknas, vuhu mitzuvah lakayim dvar bitzdoka behegdish, kmoshu mitzuvah lakayim hamedish, kmoshu biyani berechen. He says, since a person is obligated to keep his neder, hegdish in his neder, tzedakah, therefore, king in Yisrael and Adav Shlo Baliyot. Not sound like he wrote in Hilchus Erechim, he's bound to do it in some neder. Since he's bound to do it, so the thing is that he can, the king in Yisrael and Adav Shlo Baliyot. I mean, when it will be Bol Oilam. Before it's Bol Oilam, of course it's not Kav. When it will be Bol Oilam, then the king will take effect. Very strange din. How can you have a kinyan lahamisa? Ain't kinyan lahamisa. The most is ain't shtah lahamisa. The Pasha Pshat is that ain't shtah lahamisa because ain't kinyan lahamisa. So how can it be that there's a kinyan lahamisa? There's a sheik mukubat, it's the end of our basra, not gemo, but the most is ain't kinyan lahamisa. So the sheik says that min atoro, the din is only ain't shtah lahamisa. Abi kinyan, you can't make lahamisa. It's only a very rabban and shah kinyan manatcha lahamisa. Very strange. Abachonim and the Shiur Mambal Basa point out that it's very strange. How does it make sense that there should be a Kinyan Achamisa? But that's what the Rambam says over here, the Feirish. The Rambam holds like that, that there's a Kinyan Chala Achamisa. That the man makes a Kinyan on a Dovish Labal Yolam towards Hegdish or towards Stokalaniyim. But not only that he's bound to give it, Likish Yav Yolam has to give him, Yitam Neder. He says it's even chal, the Rambam says chal, so even if he dies and the Yerushim don't accomplish anything by fulfilling his neder, because Nesim Chavshim, nevertheless they have to do it because of the Shibudim, because it was Neshtab Nenachon, so the Kinyan aspect was chal. So that's what the Lachem Mishnah points out, that's Kinyan and Rambam. But it's only binding Mitam Neder, it's even binding Mitam Kinyan. What exactly do we learn out from this passage? By either Yankit Neder Leimah. What do you mean of Kor? The Kor is only Kodesh after it's Noila, Yatsa Rosha. No, only after Yatsa Rosha. Because now that it's inside, it's not Kodesh. I don't know, maybe it's not. How do you know there's a Shiva? Maybe it's not. Shlomo Avilna has in his sefer on the sefer Binyan Shlomo, his true sefer. Beginning of the sefer, he has Biur Malatera, his style Biur Malatera. So he quotes from his brother Rabbi Tzal Avilna, his older brother. On this pasuk, Yidi Yankif Neder Lema. Why does it say Lema? The place is in Chulin and Abbas and Beis. Quotes the Medrash on this pasuk. It's quoted me every day also. But Yidi Yankif Neder Lema Ledoros, because the Gemara says the word Lema doesn't. Vayda Mashal Moshe Lema. Lema doesn't mean saying. And the Lord spake unto Moses saying. So you know, that's not what it means. That's what I remember years ago, there used to be a radio program from the Jewish Theological Seminary every Sunday morning. I used to listen. I lived in Pennsylvania. And they would always start off, Vayidabar Hashem Moshe Lema, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying something about lighting the menorah with Shem and Zayis. I don't remember what it was already. So the Gemara says in Yuma that that's not what it means. Vayidabar Hashem Moshe Lema LeYisrael. Lema LeYisrael. The Lema means that Moshe Rabbeinu was given authorization to tell over the Israel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hu wouldn't have given him explicit permission to tell it over, he would have been prohibited to tell over the dinim to Bnei Yisrael. Mikan, from this pasuk, from the fact that it always says Rav Shama Shalema, the Gemara Mikan, we derive that if anybody tells something to someone else, it's assumed that it's to be held in confidence unless he gives explicit permission to advertise it to the public. Let's say I tell someone that I'm holding by resigning from my position in the yeshiva. I'm looking for another job. So that's understood that I'm telling you that in confidence. I don't want anybody to know. You'll ruin my plans for the future. But even if I just tell you something, I'm planning to move by, I'm planning to move to New Jersey or something. I tell you something that doesn't seem to be confidential. The Gemara says still, it's to be held in confidence unless I say explicitly that you can go tell it to other people. And the Gemara learns that from the word lema. So the Medrash says, what does it mean? Either Yankov Neda lema? What do you mean lema? To tell over to whom? So does the word lema mean saying? He would put a colon. By either Yankov Neda, colon. And we wouldn't need the lema, but the Chumash does not call it the right lema. The Medrash says, no, lema l'dos. By either Yankov Neda, Yankov took a Neda to teach all the future generations. It's a mitzvah lido b'yestor, that if a person is in a difficult situation, he's running away from his brother, wants to kill him, so he should be mekabel some the dorim, and in the schools of the neder, he should be lead some. There's a big discussion in Achronim based on a statement from some of the Rishonim that if a person accepts in a neder b'yestor, has no hatorah. Some Rishonim say you're not allowed to be matur, and others say even be yedid if you're a matur, it's not nita. Let's say a person took a neder, his mother's sick. That's how the Imre Yosha has a tshuva. The mother was sick and the son took a neder. If the mother survives this operation, he's going to give so much money to the yeshiva. And the mother survives and he can't afford the money. He wants to back out. Like after the elections in Eretz Yisrael, no? So they made a haparis nidarim. They promised all the people if they vote for this and this party, we're going to get olam haba, we're going to get olam haza, we're going to get this, we're going to get that. And then they had a public haparis nidarim, so not to everything. So they had it written up in all the newspapers. Achil Hashem. So that's the halacha, that you're not allowed to do that. That's called a nishbal das chaveiro. If I took a neder, the tovas plainly, and then later on I want to be matter the neder, I can only be matter the neder with the haskama plainly. So even such a similar thing, that if a person took a neder be a tzara, so some Rishonim say it's also lahatara neder. It's also to be matter. Others say that even be the other, it's a nika. It's a different parasha of neder. So that's what the Medrash dashes. He didn't answer neder, lema l'der. Shlomo Ravuna quotes his brother Rabbi Salzman, who said shot like this with this Rambam. There were the two Rambams. How you understand this neder? Whether the neder was a neder that's binding only midin neder, not midin amirasa l'gavaya, or it's midin amirasa l'gavaya. So he said if you learn like the Rambam here to say chamacharamin, it is just binding. It's a neder to take a neder. He says are you the answer neder, lema. He took a neder that he should accept the neder later. Like the Rambam said, he's a neder to accept the neder in his ears. And the Rabbi said that it's wrong. But the Rabbi was masking to the Rambam by Yasser Rashon Allah. So what does it mean? It's a neder to take a neder. So it says, you don't have a neder, lema. It's not really so though. The Rambam understood as a neder to take a neder. But by Yang living, it's a neder to take a neder. No, it's a neder that if I ever get rich, I'll give the money. I'm not going to take a neder. It's a neder to give the money. So what is it? You're Yang is neder, lema, a neder to take a neder. B'chav shetel. He quotes from his brother, but the neder says, lema l'der, that's a derech hadras. But what his brother said, that's a derech hadras. The pashtun says, that's a derech hachidu. It's not even a derech hadras. It doesn't mean a neder to take a neder. It's a neder that he's going to give. Abel Bechaya talks on the neder that he said, the north of Lechem Lechel Aveged Lubosh, he has a whole mitzvah on this, that people shouldn't look for luxuries. People should be mistaken for what? A whole source of a lot of difficulties today is because people are just looking for luxuries. They spend much more than they earn. And they feel that their needs are so great. Their needs are not so great. The person doesn't really need so much money to pay for it. The
person has left and left and back a little, this is enough. Mara says that you should have a beautiful home, kelim noyim, but kelim noyim doesn't mean chandeliers in the bathroom. It doesn't mean carpets in the basement, in the garbage where you collect the garbage. Yeah, kelim noyim, you should know, kelim noyim, you should know. You should know, it doesn't have to be a movie star. You should know, it means an attractive woman, attractive wife. So kelim noyim, and you should know, it doesn't mean that it has to be so expensive.
In Pasuk Yud Aleph,
it
says, Vayishan
Yaakov Yerachah. Yes.
How would you
allow to
do that?
He used to be Rabbi Yerachah, Rabbi Yerachah. Every year he would speak about this Pasuk. Vayishan Yaakov Yerachah. So he says, you know that there's such a thing as coffee without caffeine. It's not really the same as coffee. So he said, Dosi Yvan Akush, on caffeine. Exactly what it means. He says it was a kiss, but it wasn't. It was a different kind of kiss. Meaning that it was a kiss that didn't have, like, when one kisses a little child. So it doesn't have any connotations of... No. He's crying about something else. The question is, how old was this little girl, Rachel? How old was she? I saw the Rakeach claims that they were 21 years old when they got married. And this was 7 years earlier. How does he know they were 21? Because it says, Havoy Sishti Viavoy Oileho. Viavoy is Gematria of 21. But the Rakeach, everything is Gematria yours, and Rashi Kavis, and he counts all the words in every pasuk. It's unbelievable, and everything works out by him. We all see how he looked in the Chumash, and he saw all these. He looked in the Chumash and see how many words there are in the pasuk. It would take me a year. See how many letters and how many words and what the gematria is, and he wrote down in his phone like this. And of course, the whole thing for the whole Rakeach is all gematria yours, and Rashi Kavis. Yeah, I don't know. He's 21. 14. I don't know. Rashi quotes the Medrash about Alifa that we mentioned earlier. Rashi quotes part of the Medrash, doesn't quote the whole Medrash. Medrash says that Alifa's Ben Esau was chasing after Yaakov to kill him. Why do you want to kill him? Keep it out. He was very medactic and keep it out. He was very ultra-orthodox, because Esau was very orthodox. He also was very marked on keep it out. So he transmitted that needed Torah to his son Alifa. So the father says, you got to kill my brother, the Talmud Chacham, the rabbi. So you got to go kill him. So he runs to kill him. So the Medrash says that he was nervous about killing him because he was Godel B'cheikah Shal Yitzchak. He was brought up by the old man Yitzchak. By the grandfather, Eliphaz was a little bit brought up by Yitzchak, and he was nervous. How can he kill his son? How can he kill his uncle Yankee? Yankee, perhaps he used to learn Torah with Yitzchak, something strange. He didn't know what to do. So Yankee told him, "Apshepul, but only how she commits, he take away all the money." So Eliphaz was satisfied. So this is the Medrash that many Rabbanim used to quote. Anyway, Shishiva Meir Rabban used to quote to show what confusion a person can have if he doesn't learn Torah. Gemara says in Bavli Tzi on the Pasuk in Barchi Nafshi, Tarshish Chesef Nivi Loila Zeh Ha'olim Azeh Shadon Ala Loila. How is Ha'olim Azeh Shadon Ala Loila? So the Mishnah Sisham says that when a person walks at night and there are no street lights on, normal world, light in the daytime and dark at night, and people are up in the day and they go to sleep at night. Normal. Shalom Kippikunim. And when it's dark at night, so ha'olam hazeh dayim ala loyla, just like at night, you can make two kinds of mistakes. The Mesillas Hashem said the person can see a lamppost and think that it's a person, or he'll see a person and think that it's a lamppost. So you can make two kinds of mistakes for olam hazeh, bein l'tov bein l'ra. You see an avera and you think that it's a mitzvah, and you see a mitzvah and you think that it's an avera. Much as some people think that going to Eretz Yisrael is one of the biggest averas in the world. Some people think, the Balabatim think, that it's a mitzvah to fire the rabbi, to give the rabbi a hard time. That's one of the biggest mitzvahs in the world. So sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. It depends what the circumstances are. So the Mesillas Yesharim interprets that that's what the Gemara means. Toshes Choshech Vihi Loyla, the Ha'olam Hazeh, Shadon Ala Loyla, that Ha'olam Hazeh people make both kinds of mistakes, just like you make mistakes by Laila. You can't really tell what's going on. The only way to tell, if you have Hashem Ori V'Yishu, if you have Hashem giving light, that's how the Medrash puts it all together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu illuminates the world, and there won't be any cheshkas ha'olam hazeh. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu illuminate the world? He gave Torah to Bnei Yisrael. And the pasuk says, "Lehi ma'isa oira." And the medrash, the gemara says, "Megillah oira is a Torah." The gemara has various psukim speaking of oira, which are interpreted as referring to lumen haTorah. So the more a person learns Torah, so the more the person will have a proper outlook on life, will have a proper hashkafah. If the person learns a little bit of Torah, so he'll have a little bit of a hashkafah. The person shouldn't think that they just because he learned one black gemara, so he already knows the whole hashkafah is haTorah. He can already give lectures on the Jewish attitude towards nuclear war, and the Jewish attitude towards birth control, and the Jewish attitude towards giving back territories to the Arabs, everything. He knows the Jewish view, the Orthodox view on everything. The Gemara in Sota draws a distinction between doing a mitzvah and learning Torah. The Gemara says, "Ki ne'er mitzvah the Torah oyer." That ne'er, that doing a mitzvah is like a little candle, and Torah is like a oyer. Torah is not like a little candle. Doing a mitzvah gives a little bit of illumination. The person does a mitzvah, he gets a little bit of the harder. But learning Torah is like oyer. It's like a big torch, like a big light above that illuminates the whole room. However, the Medrash has the kasha that there's another pasuk that says, Ne'er l'ragli d'varecha v'yorg v'nisirasi. The pasuk says, Ne'er l'ragli d'varecha, the lumen haTorah is like a ne'er, it's only like a candle. And the other pasuk says that only mitzvahs are like a candle. Ne'er mitzvah, but Torah oyer, Torah is like a ne'er. So how come this pasuk describes Ne'er l'ragli d'varecha, lumen haTorah is like a ne'er? So the Yalkut and that pasuk is in Kiram, I think. Ne'er l'ragli d'varecha v'yorg v'nisirasi. So the Yalkut says, but the Sefer Dikros says v'yorg v'nisirasi. Or means like ne'er mitzvah v'torah oyer. Or means the torch. So it's a steel in any day. Is the lumen haTorah like a mirror? Or like a candle? Or is the lumen haTorah like an oil, like a torch? So the Medrash says when you start to learn Torah, the guy starts to learn the Torah a little bit, so it's like a little candle. And the little, he learns a little more, he learns a little more, a little more, so he gets more. When he learns a lot, then it's like an oil. So a person should realize that if he just learns a little, like Elifaz learned a little by his father Esav, he's got a Chetishah Yitzchak, he learned a little bit by Yitzchak. He knew a little bit, but he didn't understand everything, so he was really very confused. He thought, me, Tom, keep it off. He has to go kill his uncle, the chief, the Tom Koch. He has to kill his uncle, Yankov Avim, because of the keep it off of Esau. And a person has to learn a lot of Torah, then it should be Oyer. Otherwise, we'll have Oyer v'chayshach mishtam shim b'yubuhim. He'll be quite confused. That's what we have, unfortunately, Bavan Yisrael, Bizman Azeh. We have people who have Torah umado. Every Saturday there's some theme of Torah Mada. A person has to have Torah Mada. We live in a world of Mada. But you have to have a lot of Torah in order to have a Hashkafah. If a person is going to have a little bit of Torah and a little bit of Mada, everything blended in, what he's going to have is Orba Choshech Mishtam Shem Birbuhi. The Torah does not illuminate everything unless you have an awful lot of Torah. If you just have a few Blat Gemara, then it's only Ne'er L'Ragli Divarech. So Ne'er? That's almost like any other mitzvah. It doesn't have the mila over any other mitzvah. Like near mitzvah. Torah is only an or if you have an awful lot of Torah. Now she quotes in the Medrash that from all of the children of Yaakov Avinu, one of them was Nerlad Mohel. Which one? Who do you think? Who was the holiest one who was Nerlad Mohel? Levi? Huh? No. Which one? God. Because God will run a cut down. Ma'apitom, what is God? Who is this guy? God? The chief rabbi in the army. Who's God? By God Navon, I think he's the chief rabbi in the army. Who is this God that he should be known or not? So the Medrash says, I'm not passive. The Medrash doesn't put the two together, but the Medrash on God says, quotes the Machloikes HaChachonim, Eliyahu HaNavi, who's the Malach HaBris, he's supposed to be the Malach who attends every Bris. He has some kind of connection with this Mila. The Medrash about that too. Why? So the Medrash on Leibas God, quotes the Machlokes Me'ezer Shevet, is Eliyahu HaNavi. So one opinion in the Medrash is that he's from Shevet God. One opinion is that he's from Shevet Yamin. Then in the bottom of the Medrash they quote the Oh, there's a Gemara in the end above Mitzi and the end of Perak HaMakamo that he's Pinchas Eliyahu, from Shevet Levi. He's Pinchas. The Pinchas was a Kohen. So he obviously is from Shevet Levi. So it's in Midrash and Chalukim, they're different opinions. So it probably is like this. Mustama, this Medrash that Rashi quotes, Medrash Agada, is called God, Shano Lad Moro, like Golden Lona, cut down the tree. So God means he was ready born or cut. He was ready No Lad Moro. Mustama means, according to that aversion, that Elio Anovi, who's the Malach HaBris, is Meshavit God. So what happened with God that he one of his descendants should be the Malach HaBris? Must be that God himself is no one knows. Otherwise, if you understand what prompted this Bala Medrash to say this pshat, think from all the Bnei Yankov, God should be the one who is normal. Stam, and that's it. At the end of the Sedra, when Yankov Avinu wants to leave, so he tells his wives, he wants to pack up and leave her, and he tells Lovin wants to leave. Lovin says, no, Nichashti ba Rechani Hashem Biglo Lecha. What's Chab Biglo Lecha? Moses says, take the Tamach off and go. What do you mean Biglo Lecha? Bidiloch. The Tavimun says, Bidiloch, Bishvilcha. Biglo Lecha means Bigla, means because of. The Prophet Shah, Bigla means because of. I said, if you go quotes of Sapshat from the Rishon, I don't know who this Rishon is, quotes of Sapshat from the Rishon, Big Lalecha, from the time that you rolled away the stone. By Yogo, Yankov is Rev and Yapia Be'er. By Yogo, the governor was Rev. So Yankov did it. So Big Lalecha, Bishosha Galalta, Sa'evim, not Big Lalecha, Babucha. Anyway, so he wanted to leave and love and try to convince him. No, and then finally he make another deal, and then he said he's had it. He wants to leave. He tells his wives, "Yomlehem, where are they? Is Pinyan Adichim Kianenu like his most shushim? The Kiyavi Hayoyi Madi. What is the connection between these two parts of the pasuk?" He says that he tells his wives that he sees that his father-in-law is not too friendly with him anymore, and he had a nevuah. Why all in one pasuk? He's not so friendly with me. But okay, we heard your mother and had a nevuah that I should leave. So I saw a two Pesach Frank quotes from some Adam Gadol who knew in Eretz Yisrael, based on that Rashi in the previous parsha that says that when Lot left Abraham, Vayer Hashem al Avram, Achrei he called Lot Meimo. If the Lord left, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avram and gave him a nevuah. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash, what's the Hemshech HaDvarim in the Pasuk? It calls man that Lot, who is a Rosh at that point, calls man that Lot was with Avram, so Avram is not Zerchot in nevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give a nevuah to a man who associates with the Rosh. As soon as the Rosh disappeared, so then he got the nevuah. So this Adam Gadol interpreted that maybe that's the Pshat in this Pasuk. Where Nech is Pnei Avichim Ken Ena like this Moshe Shana? Keyori Hayo Imadi. I got a nevuah, so that's a symbol that your father is not so friendly with me. Not Stam Lefonim, not Stam that superficially he's not friendly. He's really not friendly. If he would still be as friendly as he used to be, I would never have gotten a Vua. The fact that Rabban Shalom appeared to me is assuming that he's really not buddy-buddy with me anymore, so it's time to leave, he said. I tied to the Pasuk. There's a famous comment from the Shalua HaKadosh, another quoted from the Vilna Gaon at the end of the Sedra, when Lavan was looking for his trophim, and Rachel was sitting on a Gomel, and Lavan was searching the whole tent. So she said, she apologizes to the father, but she doesn't get up out of respect because Kiderach Noshim Li. But him shut up, she's a leader now, Kiderach Noshim Li. She's telling an outright lie. She was sitting on the children. She's not Kiderach Noshim Li, so what's she telling an outright lie? She's telling a lie because she didn't want the father to worship Baba Nizam. That's how Rashi quotes in the Medrash. So they quote from the Shalom. They don't quote. Shalom HaKadosh writes, has a commentary on the Chumash at the end of the Shalom. And they quote from the Vilna Gaon like that she didn't tell a lie at all. That the Mishnah says in Masechah Shabbos that Baba Nizam is Tamei Kenida. That's what she said the truth. Kiderach Noshim Li, I have a Shtuk Baba Nizam, I'm sitting on Baba Nizam. That's why she referred to it as a Nida because it's Tamei Kenida. This Gzeir, that's a Gzeir, the Rabban, it's not a Din Deraisa. Gzeir Rabban wasn't yet instituted. What you can say is that the Rabban and the Gzeir, based on this, the Mishnah in Shabbos quotes a different pasuk. The Mishnah doesn't quote this pasuk. He's going to my Dova, the Mishnah quotes a different pasuk. Aderech HaRemes, that's what it's called. I remember seeing in a sefer many years ago. I haven't seen it since. There's a little sefer called Osam Bosam. Aleph Samach Mem. Osam Bosam. Oitzer full of song. Has all Pshetlach. One is sharper than the other. So he has on this pasuk. Of course, some Chassidish Rebbe, I think, who said. When Yaakov tells his wives, "Roi anoches panei avichem," so they are like this Moshe Lashon. So he quotes the Tosfos in the first parak in Kiddushin. The end of the first parak in Kiddushin discusses the din of Orla. Whenever you plant a new tree, so the first 3 years is a din of Orla. What if you have an old tree and you break off a branch and you plant it anew? There's also a din of the. So if you break off a branch, you plant it in the ground. So it's a new tree. That's how you always plant a new tree. So you have to start counting 3 years then. What if you just have havracha? I take a branch from the old tree and it's still connected, still attached to the old tree. I take a shoot and I pull it down under the ground and it comes up from a new place and it's still attached to the old tree. I didn't break it off yet. So does it have a din of orla, this new thing? Does it have a din of orla, no? So there's this deal between the Gemara and the Sifra. So Tosis Farenter is this theory. Tosis quotes a Yushalmi. Tosis quotes a Yushalmi that there's not a machloikis. It depends. If it's a dying yonate, if the branch that you were mavrich on the ground is still yonate from the old tree, then it's not a new tree. So if the old tree is already more than 3 years old, so the new branch doesn't have a din of orla. But if it's no longer yonate from the main tree, it's yonate from the ground, then it has a din of orla, it's a new tree. How's the farmer supposed to have Ruach HaKodesh to know whether it's still yoni from the old tree or it's no longer yoni from the old tree, it's yoni from the new tree? So the Yerushalmi gives you a simon to know that if the leaves of the new tree are facing the old tree, then be adua that it's no longer yoni from the old tree. But if it's not facing the old tree, then it's still yoni from the old tree. Why? So the Yerushalmi says a klal in psychology, human psychology, and they apply it to the tree. The klal in psychology is mandoch of lovely day. That if somebody is living off of someone else, he's embarrassed to look him in the face. If the other guy gives me so much money, my whole panos is from him, so I'm embarrassed that I'm eating the hamadiki sufru. If he's my boss and I work hard for a living and I want a raise and he doesn't give me a raise, I look at him with chutzpah and I'm angry. He doesn't pay me what I'm worth. I feel that I'm worth $1 million and Dr. Lim doesn't pay me $1 million. So I'm not embarrassed to look at Dr. Lim. I feel that I'm underpaid. Whatever. But if the person doesn't do anything and someone else gives him mamnish a handout, he's giving him stoke, he gives him not stoke yet. So then he's embarrassed to look the guy in the face. That's the Yerushalmi's lashon. Man dochah b'lav b'day, well, his list of photographs. So the Yerushalmi applies that to the trees also. Even though the trees don't have psychological principles, but still the Yerushalmi says if the leaves of the new tree are facing the old tree, the adua that it's no longer yoni from the old tree, otherwise it would be embarrassed to face the old tree. And if it's facing away, then maybe it's still yoni from the old tree. So this Chassidish Rebbe interpreted on this pasuk. Roi aneches pnei avichem. I can look your father straight in the face. Can anyone like his Moshe Lashon? It's not the way it used to be. Originally, when I came here, I was embarrassed to look your father in the face because he was giving me a handout. I was running away from my brother, had nothing, I had no parnas or nothing, and he gave me food. He let me stay here for a while. But now, I'm worth $1 million. He's not paying me anything. I can look him straight in the face and I'm not embarrassed. He said, let's get out of here. Let me make my own business. Do I have to work for him? That's what he touched in the past. Right now, he's doing a different thing. And I like his motions. You know, of course, the Yehudi story with the Haftarah, and the last passage of the Haftarah. And the Yehudi has a tshuva about saying Shem Yichud. The Yehudi was a contemporary of the Baal Shem Tov. They lived for a while. They lived in the same village in Poland. And he was, Baal Shem Tov was a chassid, and Rabbi Yehuda was a misnagit. He was a poster chassidus, so a very poster chassidus. His daughter used to go visit, Rabbi Yehuda's daughter used to go visit Baal Shem Tov. And he was very unhappy about it. And once the daughter told her father to prove that the Baal Shem Tov had Ruach HaKodesh, she told him the story that she once visited, they were related, I think, that Rabbi Yehuda's wife was somehow a cousin of the Baal Shem Tov. So that's why the daughter used to go visit. So once, the daughter told the father that she was by the Shem Tov, Baal Shem Tov, and in the middle of a conversation with him, he stood up and he ripped his jacket and he sat down. She thought he was crazy. She didn't understand why he ripped his jacket, so she wrote down when it was, and she's going to try to figure out when. And then a few months later, the word had reached them that the Yerachaim HaKodesh had passed away in Eretz Yisrael. And the word had reached them that he died on that bed. That time of the day. Figured out the hour from Eretz Yisrael, that's when he died. So she went to her father and she said, look, you don't hold him in there, but obviously he has Ruach HaKodesh. We didn't know till now that the Yerachaim HaKodesh died. And that's when he ripped Kriya that day. So the Rabbi Yehuda looked at his door with a straight face and he says, it was an Isur Bal Tashchis. The halacha says that you're not allowed to rip Kriya unless you have a raya with Eidim, with Yediyah, you're not supposed to rip Kriya with Ruach HaKodesh. You're not allowed to rip Kriya with Ruach HaKodesh. So they went back and they told him the Baal Shem Tov that the Rabbi Yehuda said that he violated Bal Tashchis, that you're not allowed to rip Kriya based on Ruach HaKodesh. If you're there and you see, or if you heard from an Eid Echot, it says that you believe. So the Baal Shem Tov said, what do you mean? I was there by the Levi. So he has a tshuva where he attacks the chassidim who say the shem yichud. So he says, the Gemara says, the Rishonim says, stam l'shma. The Gemara says, by kabbana stam l'shma. You have to say yishachtim l'shma. Stam l'shma. So he says, by mitzvah also, even if you have the mitzvah yichud kabbana, you assume that stam l'shma. And there's no need to say the shem yichud. Say the shem yichud that I'm doing, the shem mitzvah, he's demonstrating as if against the halacha and it's not proper. And then he concludes the tshuva by writing, his last line is Kishon Dachar Hashem Tzadikim Yoch Vam Chassidim Yikosh Levam. Chassidim do everything wrong. That's what he wrote. So the printer didn't want to print that, so he changed it. So instead of Chassidim, he printed as it says in the pasuk, Poshim Yikosh Levam. So the Rebbe Yehuda had a time against him. So he said, what did you do? I took Poshim and I made them into Chassidim. You took Chassidim and made them into Poshim. Could be a Shabbos, SOY Shabbos? Okay, it's a Yom Shabbos. His competition is Shabbos. Rabbi Bobby Grossman from Migdal Haemek is going to speak in Rabbi Finkelstein Shul on Shabbos morning. And by Shabbos Shul.
I wouldn't give it to anybody else to eat. I wouldn't wear it. I wouldn't give it to anybody else to wear. I plan to throw it out in the garbage. So as far as I'm concerned, it's junk. But over here, the farmer has to give it to the client who's going to be able to eat it later on. So that's why here it's not moving. So what exactly is the terrace? The Rajbo, I think, stresses. That's what Tzitzis also says the same thing. I think the Rajbo stresses the fact that the Truma already belongs to the Kohen. The farmer is not the one to determine when the Matzah Truma. He has Tzavut Anoach. Yeah, the Truma has Tzavut Anoach. So if the Kohen grabs it, they're stealing the Tzavut Anoach from the farmer. But the Tzavut Anoach is a machlokes with the Tzavut Anoach Mamad and Eidamam. But even if you don't have Tzavut Anoach Mamad, it doesn't mean that the Truma belongs to the Yisrael. It means that there's Kush of Shulman Tanoa is a bailus that he owns in the Shulman, but the actual Shulman itself belongs to Shevet Kehuna. So the farmer is really not the bailin. So you should say, as far as the bailin is concerned, the thing is inedible. As far as the bailin are concerned, the item is the Kohanim, it is edible. So that's, I think, what the Rajbo is driving at over here. But he says, you have to give it to the Kohen, it doesn't belong to you. So the farmer, who is Israel, is not the bailin that we should determine based on him that it's not edible and therefore it's Michael, that doesn't have any stamps, so it should be moved. But the Tesis gives a different.